Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I was super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
T-N-T, District 12, get ready. District 11, get ready. Get ready, District 10. District 9, get ready. Get ready, District 8. Get ready, District 7. District 6, get ready. Get ready, District 4, District 3, get ready, District Don't be late, get ready, bus lady. Area code 754, Miss On Lady, get ready. And Dallas, get ready. Area code 360, Walt, the brother from another mother. Get ready. Hit me. TNT. All sooky, sooky now. Hey, TNT. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? So you're ready. Cause Oki got you ready. Then Tony got you ready. Ray got you ready. Then Pam got you ready. DC got you ready. G-Man got you ready. The Mod got you ready. And Dad got you ready. Tish got you ready. 865-281. Some of the callers, just for fun, got you ready. Congratulations to Iraq, the Coalition of Nations, the Narlan, and the TNT family. Now, the RV is ready. It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation. TNT, hosted by the dynamic duo Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Today is Monday, June 17, 2024. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is a marvelous Monday morning, and I got some super fantastic news. So, we'll get to it. But before that, guys, I ain't going to tell you, this is probably going to be a life-changing week anyway. So it's going to be life-changing events that go on in your life. And enough of you here have to realize that you're going to be in charge and responsible for your own lives, for your own successes and your own failures. You are. With the money, without the money, people can't do it for you. Nobody can live your life for you. They can't spend your money for you if you let them, but that's about it. And plans are designed for one way. So why am I saying all this? I got a bunch of complaints this morning. Not one, two, or three, a bunch of complaints about different stuff and things. Ray, there's some noise in the background.
Okay.
And I constantly say it. I mean, I constantly say it. I don't know what you guys think or some of you are thinking. First of all, you're not the only person who wants to know something. And that's going to happen a lot. And you got to realize that. So you're not the only one texting me and emailing me. I think I said this on the last call. I don't just get one text, think I'm going to answer 20, 30 of you with the same question. I'm not going to answer you individually. I'm just not going to do that because there's other things I should be doing. And those are things that you should know anyway, the history of how we've done this and how life is. I said 100,000 times. I mean, you know, I just threw that number out there. It's been said in the chat room. It's been said on the sites. So many people have said it. I send the email out. And I send it out to everybody on the list. Well, after that, I'm done. I don't control your servers. You got 1,000 different servers out there. I mean, how many different emails out there? Each of you have yours set up separately. I can't tell you where the email went because I didn't set up your system. You did. I've been telling you for years, go put us in your address book. To go put us down as you know who we are. To go put down alerts when you get it. I've been saying that for years. People still complain about, I can't find the email. I didn't get the email. Then a half hour later, oh, here, I got it. I found it over here. It went over here. This, well, I can't answer that for each and every one of you. I cannot call you and walk through your email service till you find the email and say, oh, there it is. That's unrealistic. Expect me to do something like that. And I get mad because don't nobody call Ray and ask him to do that. But anyway, the fact of the matter is I can't do it. And you know what? Even if I could, I wouldn't. There's 1,000 of you or 100,000 of you. There's one of me. And I'm not going to spend my whole day in life searching each and everyone's email so they can find out where it is. That's for you to do or find somebody to do it. But the email went out. And I sent you pictures showing that it went out, showing you where it went. And now you still want me to go find it in your server? Come on. You guys got to be responsible for some things yourself. And that's one of them. Okay? Not me. Everybody in the chat room, they might can tell you something, but they can't help you. I can't help you. I've told you. There's other people. You call your server. I know there's a big thing going on with Comcast or something different. Then get a new server. Then go to Google, get a email, and just have TNT email. Go to that email. You'll know where it is every time. I shouldn't have to sit here and go over solution to a problem that we've talked about for 10, 12 years. I just said, okay? Enough people put that out there. Here's the other thing, guys, the system, this whole thing that we've been involved with for 10, 12 years, 15 years, some of us. It's not here for us. I've said that over the years so many times. They didn't build it for us. They didn't put the rate out here for us. They didn't put the currency out here for us. We were just lucky enough to get involved 10, 12 years ago. We're not even supposed to be here. But so many of you think they're supposed to do something for us. This is a global occurrence. This is countries, not just ours. This is governments. This is treasuries all putting their little 2 cents in. If it's 100%, just think 100%, and we're 1/100 of 1%, you think you're going to make special rules just for us? Special situation just for us because we're tired of waiting or we can't wait or we've made this our whole life when we shouldn't have? That's unrealistic. The reality is they're doing what they're doing and we're going to get rewarded for it. We're going to get rewarded for what we did do, I want to say that, Even though we weren't supposed to do it, we did it. And we've been recognized for it. And they've cut off a slice of the pie just for us for what we did do. But to think that I or anybody else can go say, bake the pie today because I'm hungry, doesn't make sense. When the pie comes out, this is your slice. Now, that's it. All the chefs are over there. All the ingredients are over there. All the decision makers are over there deciding when to bake the pie, how much sugar to put in it, apples, whatever. And when it comes out the oven, then we get our slice. Not before, when it comes out the oven. That's reality. That's just how it works. I'm not going to go and try and talk to somebody about something that I know doesn't make sense. I wouldn't do it if I was in charge. There's no way to do it, and there's no way to do it without exposing it to the whole world before it happens. So let's control what we control. That's what I try to do. Control what I can control and be ready when they give me control. That's what I need to do. I tried to find out this weekend. I'm trying to arrange things, do this, and the bankers are telling me, oh no, dude, you're going to be treated totally different. Nope. This is going to happen, that's going to happen. And I'm like, what? I can't do anything about it. Okay, because I didn't get to make the decision. They did and said, you're not doing that, you're doing this. But that's the reality of it. Even if it's not what I want to do, it's what I can do. And I expect you to have some restrictions anyway, but that's okay. We'll see how far it goes. But I don't want you guys to overthink this thing. I really don't want you to think that I have any authority or power to actually change anything other than what we have, which was keep us in the game. They don't let me change the rules to the game. They don't let me make decisions in the game. But they let us stay in the game. And that's where we're at. In the game, and we're going to get rewarded when it comes time. You, each individual, have to figure out, and I mean mentally more than anything, mentally, how to make it to the end. And we're right here. Maybe a couple more days, maybe a couple more hours, a couple more minutes, I don't know. But you have to figure out how to mentally, because you're stressing yourself over something you have no control of. And I don't do that. If I can't control it, no sense in me stressing over it. It is what it is. And let's go do something else. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. All right. I had to get that out because that's what kind of morning it's been. Trust me. It has been that kind of morning with everybody. And again, guys, I give you the information as I get it. They give it as they get it. And we go on from there. And our good thing to know is every time we get it, it's a little closer, it's a little bit more information. So on Friday, I hinted, because I wasn't straightforward, because I was told not to be, so I would tell you guys read between the lines, so I try to get as close as I could to it. That something happened with the ATM machines last Wednesday. They were emptied out. So now I can say that. They were emptied out. I tell you something was happening with the ATM machines on Friday and Saturday, and it was. There's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of new ATMs put throughout Iraq and Kurdistan, even though Kurdistan is part of Iraq. But throughout the whole country, they got new ATMs with the capability of dispensing the new lower denominations. They put them out all over the country on Friday and Saturday. They loaded them with the lower denom. They are loaded, ready to go. How do we know? It's all over their television in Iraq. We got to see this morning all the new ATMs being placed, activated. They're broadcasting it on their TV. They're telling them, Saddam himself, that what they have been promised all this time, new economic recovery, new Iraq, should all be given to them this week. This week. Now, because of the holiday, and it is a time for giving and sharing and whatever else they do, this is when it's supposed to happen during this holiday. The holiday's over Thursday the 19th. That was earlier today. He was telling them, it is here. They're about to see it. They're supposed to get more information in the night service, which I haven't talked to them, so. And they're getting formed in the, what do you call them, right? Mosque, in the mosque. They're giving out the information.
Yeah, the mosque.
Yeah, that's it. okay. Yes, they're giving out the information in the mosque. So, I'm laughing because I just got some information from one of our three-letter agencies. I gave the information to Ray this morning. Oh, wait, maybe he sent it for verification. Anyway, I got it from Iraq this morning in their system, and it simply says that the new rate, I gave you guys a rate of 391. The new rate is between 450 and 465 is what the agency is saying. 450, 465, when it should go off. We're at 449 right now on those back screens. My guy in Iraq told me it should be between 450 and 460. Is what he said earlier today. Three-letter agencies are now saying 450, 465. Either way, we'll go with it. It's going. It's going up. They're expecting it any minute or any day. Any minute, any day. There's no time limit, except for we know. Sudani told them this morning it would be during this holiday period that they would receive their blessings. And that's what they're looking for. But the new rate, between 450 and 460 is what I had this morning. He's now saying 465. So that's over here. Over there they said 450, 460. The banks are ready. They're more than ready. Their people are on standby. So we wait. They do know about the Lords in Arms over there. They know they're in the ATMs. So we wait. So they're excited. We should be excited. This thing is finally over with. And we knew it was going to be over with before the end of the month anyway, because I tell you guys, they planned a countrywide celebration on June the 30th. What's funny, it's National News Day. And like, really? The whole country's going to celebrate because your newspaper has news? It's National News Day. We know what it is. All the dignitaries flying in from all the different countries. Everybody's setting everything up. So this is going to be over before they come, because they're coming afterwards for the celebration. Hopefully this will be over with by Thursday, because that's what we're being told. All right? We're in a good position. I don't know what else you need to know except for I can't make it happen this evening. I just can't. You can't. So don't expect it to. Nothing we can do except be prepared for when it does. I didn't get a plan of action yet for the group thing, but all of you guys are going to be able to do exactly what I said. Go in, negotiate with your wealth manager. Now, I don't know if you can be able to get the rates that I'm going to get, but you should be able to get something. I mean, you should just at least go in there and talk about it, see what you can get on your own. Hopefully they'll get back to me today, because that's what they told me. Hopefully they will, if they're listening, with whatever they plan on doing, people traveling or however they would set it up. I sent them some of the numbers that I got. And to be honest with you, I think they were a little overwhelmed about how much dinar all you guys have going into one location. And like, oh, this is unreal. This might have to be a corporate deal. And it might have to be, instead of a wealth manager deal, we might have to go do something directly with the bank as far as that goes. But we'll see. All right? Other than that, on those little Forex Live chart right now, it's 4.49. So we'll see what we see. All right, Ray, we ready?
Yes.
Okay, you got that? Oh, there you go. Yep, let's do it.
Okay, let's start off with ET Flash is celebrating 84 years today. Big Rich is celebrating 73 years today. Marjorie is celebrating 75. Then we have United We Stand.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
Birthday to all of you.
I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna
okay. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine.
So have a no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to bossy, bossy, time to celebrate.
Right, happy birthday to all six of them and any others. Okay, so that takes us to some few board questions here. Baby's mom is asking, is there a formula between the price of a barrel of oil and the rate of the dinar that you are aware of?
Yeah, there's a formula, but I don't know what it is. But the rate is based on the price of oil. That's every day, so yeah, however they work it out, yeah.
Okay. L.A. Film says, you tell us to negotiate rates using how much we leave in the bank. But how can we employ that as a bargaining tool when our appointment is only going to be 30 minutes?
Okay, you got 30 whole minutes to go in, knowing what your rate is. Here's the rate. I mean, $5, $6, $8. How long does it actually take to say, I want $10, $12, $15? I mean, you can't negotiate that in 30 minutes. All you're doing is your exchange amount, how much you're going to leave, and how much you're going to get. They didn't say you have 5 minutes. They said you have 30 minutes. You know what your currency is going in. They're going to tell you what it is. You're just negotiating numbers. It doesn't take that long. Either they're going to say yes or no. Either you're going to say yes or no. I got to go. And they're going to say, wait, let me speak to the next guy up. See what we can do. I mean, I don't even understand that. If it takes 40 minutes or 45 minutes, then they're going to give you that. I don't know why it would. I mean, I know how much currency I have. I know how much I expect to get for each one of them, even though they're going to tell me first, and then I'm going to tell them what I want, and I'm not going back and forth 5-10 times. So we're either going to do it or we're not. I'm going to pick it up and go to the next place. You should never let anybody rush you out of an appointment to exchange your currency. They set the standard at 30 minutes. The average person only has 100,000 dinars. It's not even going to take 30 minutes. But if you got millions or billions, then you know you don't have a 30-minute appointment anyway. There's no way they're going to be able to do everything they need to do with you in 30 minutes. Guys, you got to know that. Okay, right?
All right. Real Praiser 18. Ray, in the past, we were advised to prepare for our exchange appointment by taking a small dinar into exchange and purchase our burner phone and new computer equipment to have when we set up our second appointment. I don't remember ever advising that, but I guess I heard it from somewhere. So
what's their phone?
Do you think we will be able to do the small bill teller exchange before our appointment with the 800 number is released?
Okay. Before the 800 number is released? No.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're not going to do anything before the 800 number is released, guys. Come on. This is what you can do, if that's what you choose to do. Once the 800 numbers are released or the RV has occurred, then don't schedule your appointment for the first hour. Don't schedule it for the first day. If you want to do something like that, schedule it within the 10 days that they want you to do it. Go down to the bank and exchange a note, too, if that's what you choose to do. I never said do that to buy a burner phone or buy a computer. You can, or I mean, it's an option you have, or you can just use your money. Because now the RV has happened. I can charge it on a card. Or I can use the $100 I was going to pay the light bill with, or my car payment, because now the RV's live. I don't have to get less for my currency. Just use the money you have. And if nothing else, if all that fails, borrow from a friend, relative, and say, you're going to wish you would have loaned it to me tomorrow or day after. So if you feel you really have to have a burner phone to go to your appointment, which I don't know why you feel that way, or even a computer, they're going to put the money in your account. Now, if you can't leave the bank, all this money you got now, this newfound wealth, a debit card, $7,000 cash, you got money in your account that you can use, and then go get you a phone, a computer, set it up, and when you go to your wealth manager, open up a new account and have all your money switched to it. Nobody said you had to do it 5 minutes after you walk out the bank. You guys are making life too hard. Don't be scared. Hold on a second, Ray.
All right.
I got a lot of emails over the weekend, and I think reality is about to set in with some of you guys. Now, everybody who is worried about my health and welfare, I thank you, I thank you, I love you. I appreciate it. And I'll never call down from above and say, hey, it's your fault you didn't warn me. Because everybody has. Okay? And those things, again, I can't control that. If something's going to happen, it's just going to happen. I ain't going to have a security team, but still, it is what it is. But a lot of you guys are getting paranoid already. You're getting scared of all this money that you're going to have already. Well, don't get paranoid. Don't get scared. A better thing to do is get prepared. Get prepared. Now, what do I mean? I mean, if you think you need an escort back and forth, look up escort agencies right now. And the day you're going to RV to do your thing, then get one of them because you'll be in the pen when you walk out the bank, if that's what you feel you need. If you're going to need professional security service, look them up now. If you're scared you're going to have $100 million, $1 billion, and somebody's going to kidnap you 5 blocks from the bank, then look them up right now. You can make your contract, your agreement, you can do all of them. And say, when I call you, we're going to be ready to do that. We're going to go to the bank, and I want you to have my guys ready. They'll do that. There are local security forces, armed forces, that will escort you home and back if you want them to. And sit out in front of your house. So don't start freaking out. Get prepared. That's what you should be doing. Now, I will tell you guys, it's not to scare you. It's to be honest with you. Because it is happening already. Has been happening already. Some people sit in their cars and wait for older people to drive away from the bank and they follow them home. Has nothing to do with the RV. They've been doing that for years. I just read about one 2 weeks ago. I mean, they just followed them from the bank, followed them all the way home. I saw one on the internet, and it wasn't from the bank. It was from somewhere else, but hey, they followed them all the way through their driveway. They got out the car, same thing, but they took their money in the car because they wanted the car. That can happen in everyday life. You need to be aware of your surroundings. I'm aware of mine. I come out looking around. I drive down the street looking around. That's how I used to spot the guys when they're following me and everything, and I pay attention. I remember what car they were driving in and who the guy was. I see him 3 or 4. You see the same person 3 or 4 different places as you're moving around, then you should know. Multiple people. You see a car turning every time you turn, then you should know. Don't go down the alley. Don't go in the parking lot. Don't go pull up in your driveway. Go pull up somewhere else, a public place where everybody can see you and then you can see them. But those are things you should already be doing if you're that paranoid or if you have a reason to. So, no, I'm not going to take shotguns with me. I'm not going to have the U.S. Army escort me. Nope, I'm not going to have F-15 flying above. I don't know what the hell they're supposed to do. Somebody robbing me anyway, what it is. That's just not going to happen. But you can prepare yourself for what life is going to be like the day after you exchange. And by preparing, if you're not hiring, moving, buying bank things, you're gaining the knowledge right now. You're researching. You're talking to people so you'll know what to do when that happens. All right, Red.
XXB asks, when the currency revalues, what happens to the currency still being held by the dealers? Do they instantly become wealthy?
I don't know. Again, that's not my concern. I don't care what happens. It's not my money. It's their money. I don't know what their regulations are. And what's next?
Okay. Anonymous says, can a trust have multiple grantors? I've never heard of that. Now, I have heard of an entity having multiple people, and they make up the grantor of another entity, but not multiple grantors. But maybe that's the same definition for you. Somewhere in Texas asked, is the UN still in charge of pulling the trigger? If so, is there a time limit before IMF says you've taken too long? I should have read all that first, because we're past that. Let's see. Amazing Lamont says, regarding our upcoming day of giving 10 days after the RV, for those of us who wish to remain anonymous and are hesitant to post on social media, perhaps we could give the recipient of our gifts a card saying something like, if you would like to express gratitude for this blessing today. Oh, that's too much. You just say a gift and be done with it, folks. You guys are making this too complicated.
Okay, they're trying to, and I don't know how to identify it with you, one person from the other. I just know a TNT person gave away $5,000. How do I know that was you? How do I include you in that group if you didn't send it to me and you can't show me that that's you? Yes, post it on the internet or Facebook or Instagram, everywhere else. You don't have to show them your picture. I mean, you want to see the person and say it's from TNT, but somehow you have to let me know that's you, or I can't include you in the group. Now, if you send me the email to the address I'm going to give you, and you say this is the person, it's me, then I'm going to believe that's you until two other people send me the same picture and say it's them, and then all three of you are out. Don't that make sense? So the key is to do it, to post it, TNT, super fantastic. They're giving whatever you want to tell that person, whatever note you want to write them, a gift from you, whoever you are, TNT, super fantastic. The thing is, yes, I wanted to do it. I wanted to show our government, I wasn't going to say Bush and Obama, but everybody in our government, that we did what we said we were going to do, that we made a difference in people's lives, even for those 10 days. It was going to be one day, but we'll do it for 10 days, give more of you time to go exchange, get involved, and do it multiple times if you want to. But I want them to see that we did what we said. They said we earned our place at the table. Now I want to show them that, and we respected and did what we said we were going to do. It's important to you and me, even though you're going to be at the banks, you'll be doing investments, because there's other opportunities that's going to come up to them, through them, like the IMF investment opportunity, like the next basket of currencies that's going to go out. And we're going to show our part. That's what that's about. If you want to do it, do it. And if you don't, just don't. If it seems too complicated for you, then just don't do it. That's all. I'm trying to simplify things in my life. I'm not trying to make them more difficult by trying to figure out who and what everybody is and worry about everybody else's situation. Because again, there's only one of me. And I'm trying to make it the simplest way I know how to include in there. Because guess what? Y'all not going to believe this, but I want to go on vacation just like you. I want to take a couple of days off and relax with my newfound wealth just like you. Go ahead, Ray.
All right. Jim and KC says, on Friday, you said the biggest thing was an international electronic factory that had to be completed. Is that still part of the problem?
So, there's some international transfers that were going on that they had to wait to be completed. It's funny because I got it from a three-letter agency. Hey, once we do this, it's going to be done. We're ready to go. And then over the weekend, I got it from some top people in the banks who told me the same thing. Look, this had to be done first, and then we're ready to go. So, supposedly we're past that. That's why they put the machines out. That's why they put the money out. That's why Sudani made an announcement this morning telling them what they've been waiting for will arrive this week during this holiday of giving. Okay. What's next?
Live callers. 386 area code. Right. You're on.
Yeah, just for me.
386 area code. You're on. Okay.
386?
909
area code.
You're on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I appreciate that. So, Sudani did say that this morning that this thing is a green light between the EID is between the 17th and the 19th. In your opinion, do you think they'll wait till after the 19th, or it doesn't really matter if it's next week or sometime this week? So be it. What's your take on that?
My take is it'll be before the 30th. And I don't care when it is.
Okay.
It'll be before the 30th.
Okay.
This
All
morning,
right.
He called me. He's excited because that's what Sudani said this morning. And it's on television. He's making announcements. And that's what they're telling them in the mall. So I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I know it's one step closer, so.
Okay, by the end of the month. Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much for the input. I'll let the next caller come in. Have a good day. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right, 817, Erico, you're on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. This is Art. I was going to ask that
yes,
same
sir.
Question the gentleman just asked, but the other question I wanted to ask is, just today, I've been noticing on the news that the war in the Middle East seems to have a high potential of expanding. What do y'all think about that in regard to what we're hoping to get done this week?
So you mean Gaza, or you mean something else?
I mean the Israelis going to war with other Iran proxies. Is what they were saying.
With the Houthis, with Lebanon, who they've been playing tag with, everything else. You know what? Biden said it doesn't look like anytime soon. When 2 weeks ago, everybody thought it was over. Defense Minister said, well, it could go another couple months to that because there was an agreement until there wasn't. But I think we're past it now. So this thing is ready to go, and everybody's saying it. That's all. I don't think it's being used as a negotiating tool anymore.
Well, yeah, particularly since Sudani has said he'd like to get it done during the holiday. So, I mean, if that – I'm sorry. Anyway,
what happened?
He'd like to get
You all right?
Yeah, I just hear a bunch of discussion in the background. Sudani said he'd like to get it done during the holiday, so that is all the more convincing that this, if they do expand this war, it's not going to affect the RV.
No, do you hear a lot of discussion in the background? Because I don't hear.
Okay, well, I don't know what it was. Maybe.
It's echo. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't hear it, but I know he kept stopping. Anyway.
Yeah, that's
fine. All right. Zadani said he'd like to get it done during this holiday right here. And that's what he told the people. I don't think he would actually do what he did this morning unless everybody was a go. I mean, tell them that it's going to happen during this holiday period because it's the time of giving. They're going to receive the reforms they need. So that's just it.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks a lot for letting me ask the questions. And, oh, by the way, Tony, thanks for sending out that email with the Paris Agreement on it, because that does indeed have that information that we had discussed yesterday or the last call.
Okay, good. That's why somebody sent it to me. That's why. So, you know what? I like guys more than anything. I mean, I want you to believe everything I say. I really do, because I'm only saying what I believe. But more importantly, I like when you just go out there and see it for yourselves, because that's what you should do. It's okay to listen to me, but you should always go and check it for yourselves. And I'm glad you did. Thank you, sir.
Okay. That takes us to 205. Here we go. You're on. 205.
You?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, what's going on, fellas? It's Bama Boy.
Oh, bye. Who's next, Ray? What's happening, man?
Well, you can't be treating your nephew like that, man. You do family like that. The man's how you do anybody else. What's up, man?
All right, what's going on?
You didn't put nothing out, so I guess it didn't happen. So I'm assuming that they didn't put the budget into the Gazette Saturday.
Well, nobody has seen it yet, so I don't know whether they did or not, but it's not public, so. Maybe it'll happen on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, do you think that the little issue that you was talking about before, did it have any reference on it? Like the Supreme Court or whatever, somebody filed something? Did that have any bearing?
Well, it doesn't seem like it at this point. And even when I said that, I could say they missed that reference because the court said they weren't going to hear it. When it first came out, said, we're not even going to entertain it. But last week, it came out. They said there was nothing. And then last week, somebody filed a complaint. Could have been too late. I don't know. But everybody on this side says, don't worry about it. Now everybody on that side says, don't worry about it. It's going to happen between now and Thursday. So we'll see.
Okay. And last question. When you say that the rate, you know, they looking between 450 and 465, you know, when they hit that indicator, but is that telling us though that's the rate that it'll come out at, or that's just the rate that on this back screen that we're looking at that it should go?
No, that's the rate it's gonna come out at. It should come out on 4X between 450 and 465. But again, that doesn't matter to us. Well, a lot of it. If you got 100,000 dinar, it matters to you. But if you have a million or more, it shouldn't, because you're supposed to be able to ask for 2850. So you don't really care what the rate is. You just want it to happen. Now, if you got less than a million dinar, for those people, they do, because they want to get as much as they can get.
Gotcha. Okay, and well, I got a little suggestion too. I can run it by you later if you want me to, but I think some people would be appreciative at our big event if we could do some kind of release party, like balloon release, like for the people that didn't make it across this bridge that we, you know, gonna go across, that we can let them know, you know, they're not forgotten, kind of thing, some kind of ceremony.
That's a good idea, man. I like that. That's a good idea. For all those who didn't make the trip with us, yeah, I like that.
Man, it's about time. All right. All these years, you finally agree with me on something. Appreciate it, man. Y'all have a blessing.
I'm more than agree with you on it. I'm hoping you're the one who makes it happen. So you put that together. All right.
I got you. Okay, man.
All right.
Y'all have a good one.
206, Erico, you're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. Top of the day to you guys.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
Greeting. Hey, sure. Good morning to you. My connection is really bad today. It's not your fault. It's my bad connection. I'm just going to say what I think you said, and then you can say yes or no, and that's my question. Did you say that whatever the technical problem was over the weekend that needed to be solved got solved? That's number one. And then number two, is that problem that they needed to solve over the weekend the same thing as the ATMs being shut down, or is the ATMs being shut down different and now they're back up and working? Those are my two questions. I just couldn't properly understand what you were saying.
Transfers have been completed, so the problem is solved. The ATMs being shut down on Wednesday last week, again, was because they emptied them out. Friday, Saturday, they put out new ATMs. They filled them with the Lord's and honors.
Great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
610, Erico, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, or good afternoon, Tony, as well. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic. Gentlemen, it is another dynamite day here in the USA, and I'm going to go over how to get on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, scroll down to where you will see the sentence that says, click here to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on those click here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page, where at the top of the page it says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says, this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that is a block to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please double-check the spelling. Make sure everything in your email address is spelled correctly. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, your last name, and then under your last name is a block to type in your SMS phone number. That is your cell phone number, ladies and gentlemen, where you can receive text messages. Please double-check that cell phone number. Make sure it is typed in there correctly, so that when it comes time for this revaluation to happen and Tony sends out that text message that we're having the RV call, you get the text message sent to the correct cell phone number. Under that is the all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation that your email address and cell phone numbers are now subscribed to those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Your next step in order to activate those subscriptions is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is the blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show." That is your confirmation that your payment has gone through successfully, and now your email address and cell phone numbers are active on those lists that Tony sends out all the emails to and all the text messages to. Please keep in mind, it still takes 48 to 72 hours for those lists to be updated. So remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And remember, if you change your cell phone number or if you change your email address, you are responsible for going back into the system and making those changes. And then you must remember, after you've made those changes, to subscribe to the paid members list. And then remember, you must send in a new payment in order to activate those new subscriptions so that your correct new email address and correct new cell phone number will be active on both lists that Tony sends out the emails to and the text messages to. And when making your payments, it is easier to make your payments from a desktop computer, laptop computer, or your tablet. Those are bigger screens, and you can see the entire payment support page much more easily on those larger screens. And as Tony has said on prior phone calls, if you're still making your payments on your cell phones, turn your cell phone sideways. It'll give you a little bigger screen. You'll just have to scroll up and down on your cell phones in order to see the entire payment support page. Again, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all you do for us. Make it a dynamite rest of the day. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. I really do appreciate it. All right.
You're welcome, Ray. You're welcome, Tony.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, guys, let me say this. Hold on real quick. Let me say this.
Okay.
Because G-Man says it. And again, even this morning, it was what I was complaining about first thing this morning. Guys, the system lets me do three things. After you sign up, after you subscribe, put your email number in, I can do three things. I can suspend you, right here. I can suspend you. I can unsubscribe you. And I can delete you from the system. Those are the three things that I can do. Now, guess what? You can do those three things too. All of them. All you have to put no. Be sure. So those are it. I can't change your name, your phone number, your email. I can't do any of that. It doesn't even make sense for the system to let me do that. Then I could just put all of you in the system. So you got to know that doesn't make sense. And you guys who keep sending me, this is my new email or this is my new phone number. I'll just tell you, I just hit delete. I mean, ain't nothing I can do about it. But I keep saying it over and over again. I can suspend, delete, and what else did I say? Well, and delete your friend and sister. Those are the only things I can do. All right. So hopefully I won't have to pay that $100. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's go.
All right. 754 area code. You're on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Mahjong Lady from South Florida.
Good morning. How are you?
Again. I'm good. Took an hour and a half lunch hour so we could get on the call. Just first, I have a comment, Tony. All these people that are contacting you because they don't see the email come in, they don't know where it is, they don't know how to get to it. Do you wonder how they're going to get to the bank and actually do an exchange if they can't figure out this simple step on how to get your email? Just a comment. You don't even have to answer. But it makes me wonder how some people are going to mess this up when they get there after waiting 12, 13, 14 years for it to happen and you can't figure out how to get an email. Now that I got off my soapbox, my questions are this. I was always under the impression that the Paris Agreement is strictly for climate change. What was in that Paris Agreement that would make us think otherwise?
Okay. So I think it's a 200-page agreement or something. The Paris Agreement was made 50 years ago. Nobody's even talking about climate change. Had nothing to do with climate change. So go back, look at the link that I sent out on Friday, and read through it, and it will explain everything. The particular one was about the taxes, is why everybody wanted to see it. But the whole agreement is right there. Had nothing to do with climate change.
Okay. All right. That answers that question. My other question is, I have been in this since 2012, and every year when Eid comes, when the holidays come, we seem to hear the same thing. This is the time of giving. This is when it's going to happen. We will be seeing it soon. You'll have it before Eid is over. What makes this time so much different than the other 13 years that we have been waiting?
Well, it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf. You remember that?
Yep.
And he cried wolf, 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 till nobody believed him, and the wolf showed up.
So maybe the wolf is going to show up. Okay. All right. My last one. You mentioned something to someone about the banks and about the half hour they were saying was not enough. When we go to do the exchange, if we don't have, a lot of us won't have trust set up because we didn't have the money available to do it. We won't have all that in place. Will there be enough time for us to set up those POD accounts temporarily until we could go back? Is a half hour enough time?
No, that's not what you do during the exchange, guys. You do that when you go see your wealth manager. You do that later in the week when you go to another bank to your appointment and get everything set up the way you want it to be set up. This is a currency exchange appointment for 30 minutes. The only other thing you're doing other than exchanging your currency, deciding how much you're going to leave the bank at what interest rate. That's it. Everything else is taken care of at your personal bank with your personal wealth manager.
So when you do the exchange, this is where I've gotten lost. When you do the exchange, where is your exchange money going if you haven't set up anything yet? What's happening
it's
to the actual
in your account? If you have a trust account set up, then do your exchange under your trust. That's the account it's going to go in. If you don't have a trust account, don't have the money or the knowledge to do it, then it's going to go in your personal name. And when you go see your wealth manager, you put it in a trust account.
Okay. All right, that's where I was confused. I have one last question for you, Ray. I have an LLC. If I put it temporarily, can it be put temporarily into an LLC?
Sure.
And then there's no problem moving it from the LLC when everything else is set up?
I don't know that much about LLCs to tell you how easy it is to move them in and out. And own it, whatever, whoever set it up for you should be able to answer that for you. But I don't
okay.
think it would be
well,
a problem.
Well, it was set up for my two different businesses that I had. That's the only reason I have the LLC, is for that money to be deposited in there. But in the temporarily, I didn't know if I could put this in there and then take it out when I meet with the wealth manager. But I guess I could find out. All right. Thank you both for everything. I hope this is the week. This is our week, and this is over. And again, thank you. I'll turn it over
You're
to
welcome.
The next caller.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
404. Erica, you're on.
And hi, Ray. Again, appreciate all the help that you are giving us as we prepare for all of this. I'd like to go back to your opening comments where you were talking about the ATM, and you used the terminology emptied out. And I just want to be sure that they were emptied out by the banking institutions, not that they were stolen and we're having to worry about making up the losses. Dinar or anything, correct?
Correct. They were emptied out by the establishment, the banking systems, last Wednesday.
Because I must admit, when you use the terminology emptied out, I thought I could see all of them being robbed or something, that was a little bit of a glitch that we were worried about. So it was done officially on that, and that they have been replaced with new models. And I'm saying, and I don't want to be putting words in your mouth, but the new models now have the new currency in it, correct?
Yeah, and on top of that, because let me clarify, some idiot put out over the weekend telling everybody that the U.S. military was guarding each ATM because they have the lower denoms in there. Now, again, I'm saying, who does that make sense to? You think we're going to put the military out there, 1,000 ATMs, or 2,000, we're going to put 5,000 people out guarding ATMs? I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody. If somebody's going to guard them, how about Iraq police guard them? All right, so but we're going to put U.S. military at each ATM. That's the stupidest mess I ever heard of. But go ahead, sir.
No, it was just, as I say, this was more for clarification that this was all really within the banking institutions over in Iraq, and they're just kind of following really protocols, and that it has the new currency in there. The question here is, are they allowing the Iraqis to actually withdraw anything at this point, or they're just getting them all readied, and the Iraqis are realizing that they will be able to eventually do withdrawals?
They're telling them that they will be able to withdraw. They're telling them that their salaries are going to be connected to these new machines. They're telling them that the lower denoms will be connected. I don't know that they're withdrawing anything today, because he didn't say that this morning. He said they're
okay.
All set up and ready to go.
Great, great. And you also use the terminology banks are, and I presume this is on the American banks, banks are on standby. I'm questioning here, where are they with respect to the alert system? Are they high alert at all, or just strictly standby at this point?
They're strictly being told to be at any minute now. Have your people ready. That's what they're being told.
But they are not using the terminology high alert just yet.
Nope,
or maybe they aren't by trying to keep – they're trying to camouflage the things that they're probably getting set to be on high alert, but they aren't using that terminology because that's what we've been kind of trying to be looking for.
Right.
I'm getting highly suspect of
everything. They were last week. Last weekend, they were on pilot or not, they're just going to be ready because it could be any minute.
Okay, okay. For me, that's saying high alert, but that's between you, me, and the gatepost and all. I really think that based on all the information that you have been sharing with us, that this just might end up being the last call pre-RV and that the next call you guys make will be actually the call telling us that it has happened. But be that as it may, 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when our very, very special TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project, Bless Us On, will be in full swing. And again, guys, have a great one. It sounds like this is our month. Thank you, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully, just everybody knows. I'm going to say this because Ray said it yesterday, and he's probably right. You guys know I don't like to say Ray is right, but sometimes he just be right. But we probably shouldn't be praying for the RV to happen because there are greater things in life that we could be praying for, to tell you the truth. So many other things that would benefit so many other people. But God knows I'm praying this thing is over. I know I'm going against what I said. But I just want it to be over and done with, and let's go on and live our lives and go on to bigger and better things as we carry people along with us, though, not just us. If you guys don't ever, ever think of anything I've said over the last 15 years or the next 15 years, or if you just remember this, because you're going to be in position. Each one reach one to teach one. If we can just do that, we can change this country. Because that's all we need to worry about right now is this country, not much less the whole world. Well, let's change this country first. Each one reach one to teach one. And we're going to do that as soon as the RV's announced. That's not what we're going to start doing. So let's do that. I'm hoping this over. No better day than today. I mean, today be a great day for it to be over. My understanding is everything's cleared and it can go. Just listen, and they send us this while you were on the call, guys. Any minute, any hour, there's no time frame. It's ready to go. So let us be ready to go. Don't have to get ready, be ready. I'm hoping this is our last call. And the whole world has changed in a couple hours, if not a couple days. So, in the meantime, in the between time, do what I'm going to do. All right? Be super fantastic and share the super fantastic. All right, right?
All right, ladies and gents.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Go ahead.
Okay, that's going to do it for this Marvelouser Monday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean. Oh, God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your marvelous Herb Monday. We are out of here.